This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the Highland Radio News at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. The headlines: a man has appeared in court charged with the murder of a toddler in County Tyrone. The Finance Minister has said he fully accepts Leo Varadkar's explanation for his attendance at the Marion Hotel function. Donegal TD says he believes the government has lost the confidence of the people and that there needs to be an election held as quickly as possible. Gardaí are investigating a hit and run in the Kilmacrenan area in which a teenager was knocked off his bicycle. And a major burst on the trunk main from the water treatment plant in Clonmany left many properties without water across Donegal today. We'll have those stories in full as well as the latest in sport coming up within the next half hour. Back to our main story this evening though, and a man has appeared in court charged with the murder of a toddler in County Tyrone. The 2-year-old girl's mother, originally from Dublin, has been charged in connection with her death. Sarah McKinley reports.
Detectives at Omagh Magistrates Court said toddler Ali Jaden Doyle died from a serious head injury. Investigators today said they believe the toddler was attacked by 32-year-old Darren John Armstrong from Dungannon, who is charged with the child's murder. 24-year-old Jia Dempsey, originally from Dublin but now with an address in Dungannon Sycamore Drive, is charged with perverting the course of justice and causing the death of a child. It emerged that at the house when emergency services arrived, both the child's mother Dempsey and her partner Armstrong said the baby's younger brother, who's one, caused the injuries by striking her with a toy, causing her to fall against the hearth, an account which paramedics called into question based on the condition of Ali. A pathologist said they have never seen such extensive injuries from an accidental fall before. Both accused appeared today via video link. Both have been refused bail, and the case continues.
The Finance Minister has said he fully accepts Leo Varadkar's explanation for his attendance at the controversial Marion Hotel function. Pascal Donoghue has defended his party leader, but has also apologised to businesses for the confusion caused by uncertainty in the Fáilte Ireland guidelines. They were redrafted following Leo Varadkar's attendance at the event, which was organised by former Minister Catherine Zappone. Donegal TD earlier said he believes the government has lost the confidence of the people and that there needs to be an election as quickly as possible. Deputy Pat McLaughlin told Highland Radio News that the Taoiseach's attendance at the function in the Marion is just the latest in a long litany of issues for the government, which is in disarray. But Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue backed Leo Varadkar today.
I absolutely accept the explanations that he has given regarding the event and regarding his participation at it. As Taoiseach and then as Taoiseach, he has played, I believe, a central role in leading and supporting our country in dealing with this disease.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Pat McLaughlin says that the change in direction is needed in government and that people should be given the chance to have their say on what happens next.
Absolutely. I think that Fine Gael has been in power too long. If you look at the appointment of friends to positions again and again, if you look at the lack of unity within this government, the fact that they undermine each other, leak against each other, repeatedly been proven, and the fact that Micheál Martin will not stand up to Fine Gael. The people have lost confidence in this government, and we need an election. We need the people to have a chance to have a fresh say.
Many people will say, well, you're a Sinn Féin TD. Of course you're going to say that, but you're claiming that you're getting a sense on the ground, meeting people out and about in Donegal, that is a feeling that's abroad and not necessarily just among Sinn Féin supporters.
Oh, indeed. I mean, across the board, there is a lack of confidence in this government. There's a lack of belief that they actually are united. People can see that they undermine each other again and again. They have been in power too long in the case of Fine Gael. Micheál Martin has ruled out going into government with Sinn Féin. So the only solution is a fresh election. The people need to have confidence in the government that's there. I can tell you with authority across Donegal that is not the case. And this is dangerous. It's not good for the country. And I do believe we need a fresh election.
Gardaí are investigating a hit and run in the Kilmacrenan area in which a teenager was knocked off his bicycle. Last Tuesday, between 5:50pm and 6:10pm, a 14-year-old boy sustained minor injuries after he was knocked off his bike by another vehicle near Letter Church on the Kilmacrenan to Ballyar Road. Sergeant Eunan Walsh is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
We're appealing for anybody who was in the general area on the date and who may have dash cam in their vehicles to come forward to the Gardaí at Milford. it's hard to comprehend, yes, especially when a young person is involved and they just leave the scene, you know, not knowing what injuries may have been sustained by the young person. It's very, very disappointing. The young fella involved did not have a description of the vehicle, so we're appealing for information in the matter.
A major burst on the Trunk Main from the water treatment plant in Clonmany left many properties without water across Donegal today. The major outage was affecting Ballyliffin, Urris, Coolcross and Malinhead. Water is expected to be restored at some point before the end of today. Inishowen councillor Martin McDermott says Irish Water's commitment to investing in connecting North Inishowen to the Eddie Fullerton Dam will help in some way to alleviate the pressure on the system.
We've been pushing over the last number of months, especially now since the dry weather came on. We had lots of problems with very, very low levels of water in both the reservoirs in Cairndonagh and the reservoirs in Clonmany, that we need a backup here in North Inishowen. We don't have that backup at the minute, and we do need the connection to the Eddie Fullerton Dam. And if the Irish Water have confirmed last week that they will make that connection, that they have sanctioned the funding to do that, and that will happen hopefully over the next number of weeks, that connection can be done. That will alleviate a bit of the pressure on both the reservoirs, that they will be able to be kept, you know, full up of water when the water levels go down. It will also alleviate the problems when we have bursts like this burst in Clonmany, where the Irish Water then and the local teams on the ground will be able to divert water from the likes of Cairndonagh back into Clonmany, or vice versa, from Clonmany back into Cairndonagh if there's a burst where they can sort of isolate that particular section and keep other sections going in water. And that's something that hopefully that will be able to alleviate some of the problems. But we still have problems, don't we? We still have problems with pipes. We still have problems with old pipes, regular busts, especially in Clonmany, Malinhead in particular. It's a regular occurrence now. It's a regular occurrence every year, especially in the summertime, where we have 10, 12 bursts in those areas. And that's something that, you know, Irish Water need to do something about and try to get, you know, the funding there to replace large sections of these old pipes that have been in place for the last 40 or 50 years.
The number of people receiving the pandemic unemployment payment in Donegal continues to drop. The latest government figures show that 4,740 people were in receipt of the payment in Donegal this week. That's a 5.7% drop on last week's figure. Nationally, there are currently 157,000 people receiving the PUP payment. That number is down by 3.4% on last week. Weekend vaccination appointments are being reserved for children who are registered for a vaccine this week. Parents with children aged 12 to 15 will be able to register them for a COVID-19 vaccine from Thursday. The HSE says 89% of people who are currently eligible for a vaccine have received their first dose. National lead for the COVID-19 vaccination programme, Damien McCallion, says appointments will be offered to parents within days of registering.
Initially, the system is based on registration, and then we'll issue appointments to parents through the system from there. What I should also say is we will also have access for 12 to 15 year olds and their parents through a limited number of general practices, and people can check with their GPs whether they're participating, and also through some of our pharmacies as well.
1,305 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the north in the last 24 hours. There have also been an additional 2 COVID-related deaths reported there. 311 patients are currently being treated for the disease in hospitals in Northern Ireland, with 41 of those in ICU. The Northern Irish Department of Health also says today that 80% of those hospitalised as inpatients in the north with COVID-19 under the age of 60 are unvaccinated. They say that of 267 patients currently receiving inpatient treatment for COVID, 114 of those are aged under 60, and that 91 of those patients were completely unvaccinated. As for those who had been hospitalised with COVID under 60 who received both doses of the vaccine, that figure stood at 15 patients, making it just over 6 times less likely for a fully vaccinated patient to be admitted to hospital with the virus compared to an unvaccinated patient. And the number of pharmacies administering the Pfizer vaccine in the Republic will double this week to over 700. 320 pharmacies have already been administering Pfizer, and the programme will extend this week as 12 to 15 year olds are now eligible for a vaccine. Pharmacists at 1,000 locations have administered almost 200,000 vaccine doses so far. Britain's Prince Andrew is facing further allegations of sexual abuse after a lawsuit was filed in the US this morning. It alleges the Duke of York abused Virginia Guffrey on three occasions over 20 years ago, allegations which the Prince denies. Miss Guffrey, a victim of convicted paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, was just 17 years old at the time of the alleged incident. Rhiannon Mills, Sky's royal correspondent, says Prince Andrew's legal response could be significant.
Authorities over in America have wanted to speak to Prince Andrew for quite some time about his links with Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew's always said that he never saw anything that he thought was untoward, and his lawyers have said that they have been fully cooperating. But we wait to see whether or not this will finally be the moment that he does in some way have to speak to authorities over in America.
More than 500 people have reported rental scams to Gardaí over the last 2 years. Almost €1 million has been handed over to scammers between February of 2019 and May of 2021. Gardaí are urging people to only use trusted websites and to be wary of people letting accommodation who will only communicate via WhatsApp. Detective Superintendent Michael Cryan outlines how scammers may try to get renters to hand over their money.
They're asked to transfer maybe into a Bitcoin wallet, maybe send money via Western Union or send money to iTunes vouchers, even things like that. And the reason these methods are used is to avoid scrutiny and to ensure that a transaction can't be reversed.
A petition has been submitted to the Minister of Foreign Affairs on behalf of some of the families who lost loved ones during the Troubles in the North. The families are calling on the Irish government to put pressure on the British government to reverse a proposal to end all outstanding investigations relating to the Troubles. Joe Campbell's father, who was an RUC officer, was shot dead by the UVF at Cushendall, County Antrim in 1977. He says the British government are planning to go back on the Good Friday Agreement and can't be allowed to get away with it.
As co-signatories of the Good Friday Agreement, it's very clear that this proposal does not honour the commitment in the Good Friday Agreement to support and to deal with victims and legacy issues.
It's just turned 12 minutes past five. We'll take a quick break now. Sport with Kenny Harkin is coming up after this.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland Leisurewear range online and in-store at michaelmurphysports.ie.
We're coming up on a quarter past five. That means it's time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Daniel. Good evening. Starting with Olympics news, and Olympic gold medalist Kelly Harrington is set to return to her local area in Dublin's north inner city within the next hour. A bus carrying the lightweight champion will make its way through the north inner city to Portland Row, where she grew up. The 31-year-old got back into Dublin just after 1 o'clock this afternoon, and while there has been questions over whether she will now turn professional, she says she has yet to decide what comes next.
Just got out of the ring nearly, so I don't know what the future is going to hold. I just have to assess every situation possible and see what's right. I'm 31 now, and see where the money maker is, really, and then we'll go from there.
It's Kelly Harrington there. Well, Brenton Boyce, he was also on that plane back into Dublin today after his third Olympics. Brendan finished 10th in the 50k walk last week. In Gaelic Games, doubt continues to surround Tyrone's ability to field for their All-Ireland football semi-final against Kerry on Saturday week. County Board Chairperson Mickey Kerr has indicated that the Red Hand County may not be able to fulfil the fixture due to player welfare concerns. The game was rearranged yesterday after a number of COVID cases emerged in the Tyrone squad. Elsewhere in Gaelic Games, Fergal Horgan will referee this year's All-Ireland Hurling Final. The Tipperary official will be taking charge of his third final in 5 years. Limerick will be defending the Liam McCarthy Trophy against Cork at Croke Park on August the 22nd. Moving on to soccer, and Lionel Messi will be unveiled as a Paris Saint-Germain player tomorrow morning. The 34-year-old has arrived in Paris to sign a 2-year deal with the option of a third. Messi left Barcelona at the weekend with financial restraints preventing him from signing a contract extension. PSG have announced a press conference at 10 o'clock Irish time tomorrow morning. And Real Madrid, they say they've opened legal proceedings against La Liga president Javier Tebas. And they've also begun litigation against potential league investor CVC. Real are unhappy at how the €2.7 billion euro deal CVC and La Liga has brokered. Back at home, Bohemians midfielder Dawson Devoy has been named the SSE Airtricity Soccer Writers Ireland Player of the Month for July. The 19-year-old has been a key part of Bohemians' run in Europe. Devoy and his teammates are travelling to Greece for the second leg of their Conference League qualifier with PAOK. And in other news, Twitter, they say that the UK was by far the main origin of racist posts aimed at English players after they missed penalties in the Euro 2020 final. The social media company recovered over 1,500 posts from the platform, most of which were from people in Britain. Police have made 11 arrests during their investigation into the abuse aimed at those players. Meanwhile, the Premier League has introduced new anti-discrimination measures ahead of the start of the new season. All 20 clubs have agreed to enforce new punishments, including bans, for any individual found to have behaved in a discriminatory or abusive way towards players, staff, officials, stewards or fans. The sanctions will cover behaviour conducted both in person and online. And in some other transfer news, Michael Obafemi's move to Blackburn Rovers could be completed today. It's understood the Republic of Ireland striker will join from Southampton for a fee of around €7 million. And Romelu Lukaku's move to Chelsea is also expected to be finalised this evening. The Londoners are set to pay €115 million to Inter Milan to ensure the Belgians return to Stamford Bridge. And England defender John Stones, he's committed his long-term future to Manchester City. He signed a new contract to keep him at the club until 2026. On the pitch tonight, Rangers, their bid to reach the Champions League continues tonight. They trail Malmo 2-1 ahead of the second leg of their qualifier at Ibrox from 8 o'clock. The winner will book a spot in the league playoff stage. The Irish League Championship tonight, there's six ties down for decision. Institute there at home in the Brandywell, they play Ballyclare Comrades. Derrickview there on their travels, they travel to play Ballinamallard United. All those games kick off at 7:45 this evening. Finally, on to cricket. Cricket could be set to return to the Olympics for the first time in 128 years. The International Cricket Council is seeking to have the sport included in the programme for the 2028 Games in Los Angeles. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. And some breaking news now, as 1,508 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the Republic of Ireland this evening. And as of 8 o'clock this morning, 206 patients have COVID-19 in Irish hospitals, of which 33 of those are in ICU. Irish Water says construction has begun on a pilot project in Gidor, which is using new technology to address issues in the local sewage system. Specialist pumps, known as pods, are being installed at 40 homes in the area in what will be a six-month construction phase. Paul Fallon is a program manager with Irish Water. He says this is the first time this particular technology is being used in Ireland.
This project will assist with addressing the problem of inadequate sewage treatment in Gidor, which has an over-reliance on the use of septic tank systems. In 2019, Irish Water successfully completed the installation of approximately 2.5 kilometres of new wastewater network pipelines associated with this project. And as part of this next phase of the project, Irish Water has just recently commenced works to install pods at approximately 40 properties in Gwydor. These pods, as we call them, are small underground pump sets that are installed at each house and will pump away the wastewater for treatment.
Are these effectively replacements then for septic tanks?
They are indeed, yes, that's what they are. They will pump away the wastewater from each house and the septic tanks can be removed or taken offline. The collected wastewater will then be treated at the existing Udaros na Gaeltachta wastewater treatment plant. And this treatment plant will undergo a significant upgrade to ensure continued compliance with all relevant standards.
And is this a model that could then be rolled out, do you believe, to other areas?
Yes, it's an innovative technology not used in Ireland before. And for that reason, we're undertaking a pilot demonstration project here. And so once this is successfully completed, we believe it could be rolled out in other areas.
The number of properties available to rent was at its lowest level on record at the start of this month. It's one of the major factors in an almost 6% national increase in rents over the past year. A new Daft.ie rental report shows the big increases are outside Dublin, where rents have increased by 11% on average. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien says it's become more than just a trend.
This is the 36th quarter in a row where we've seen these increases. And what that tells us is this isn't a COVID rental crisis. This is a structural crisis of our private rental sector that predates both this government the pandemic.
A Donegal priest has confirmed that communions in his parish will go ahead this weekend. The government previously requested that communions and confirmations be postponed, with plans believed to be afoot to permit ceremonies in September. The Bishop of Raphoe, Alan McGaughian, said last month that parishes should begin to prepare for ceremonies from mid-August onward. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Father John Joe Duffy of Creasla Parish says he trusts that parents will put the safety of their children first.
I'm going ahead with communions this coming Sunday because our bishop and several other bishops have given us the go-ahead. Of course, we're going ahead under the very strict COVID guidelines that are in place, and every protection will be there, as is there in all our churches. And you rightly said, the implication coming from the government, or what they're implying, or the charge on the government, is that the churches are safe, but it seems to be that they are worried about what they think will be after parties and so on. And I disagree with the government, because no parent is going to put their child under any threat. Parents will look after the best interests of their child, and the parents are responsible, but the government implication seems to be that parents aren't responsible, which I very much disagree with, and I believe parents know best how to protect their children.
Gardaí are appealing for information following a hit-and-run in Letterkenny involving two vehicles. On last Tuesday morning at around 11:55am in the Killyclug area, a white Hyundai Tucson was hit by another vehicle which failed to remain at the scene and was observed driving in the direction of Glencar. Substantial damage was caused to the Hyundai. It's understood that the other vehicle travelled from the Clonard direction. Anyone with information, and particularly dashcam footage, is asked to contact Gardaí. And investigations are also continuing into a criminal damage incident at the grotto at Muckish Road, Falkara, after it was vandalised. Between 10pm on Wednesday last and 9am the following morning, the monument was vandalised with spray paint. Sergeant Eunan Walsh says that given the location's isolation, it's likely that external transport was used.
Gardaí Milford investigating an incident of criminal damage which occurred at the grotto at Muckish Road, Falkara, between 10pm last Wednesday the 4th of August and 9am Thursday the 9th of August, so probably sometime on the Wednesday night. And the grotto had been spray painted with some derogatory words. The area concerned, Donald, is a very isolated area, and it's probable that transport was used. So again, if anybody has information that might further the investigation, to contact the Gardaí at Milford, again 07491 53060, or again the confidential line 1-800-666-111. You know, we're appealing for maybe people in the area who if they didn't see anything, you know, quite rural, localised area, and they may have heard something, you know, about who's involved, to come forward and provide information if they can, please.
And finally, the weather this evening. Mainly dry, and while there'll be a few bright spells in places, it will be mostly cloudy. Also cloudy tonight, with outbreaks of rain and drizzle spreading eastwards, becoming heavier later in the night. Lowest temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees tonight. This evening's latest headlines again. A man has appeared in court charged with the murder of a toddler in County Tyrone. The 2-year-old girl's mother, originally from Dublin, has also been charged in connection with her death. The Finance Minister has said he fully accepts Leo Varadkar's explanation for his attendance at the controversial Marion Hotel function. Pascal Donoghue has defended his party leader, but also has apologised to businesses for confusion caused with uncertainty revealed in the Fáilte Ireland guidelines. The Donegal TD says he believes the government has lost the confidence of the people and that there needs to be an election as quickly as possible. Deputy Pádraig McLaughlin, the Sinn Féin whip in Dáil Éireann, says the revelation of the tarnished attendance at a function in the Marion Hotel is just the latest in a long litany of issues faced by the government. Gardaí are investigating a hit and run in the Kilmacrenan area in which a teenager was knocked off his bicycle. On last Tuesday, a 14-year-old boy sustained minor injuries after he was knocked off his bike by another vehicle near Letter Church on the Kilmacrenan to Ballyara Road. And finally, a major burst in the trunk main from the water treatment plant in Clonmany left many properties without water across Donegal today. Water is expected to be restored at some point before the end of this evening. That's all from the newsroom for now. I'll be back with headlines for you at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, August the 10th. The death has taken place of Eddie McKeever, Umrakim, Buncrana and formerly of Derry. Eddie's remains will be reposing at his late residence in Umrakim from 8 p.m. this evening. Funeral leaving his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:15 a.m. for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Owen Moore Nursing Home, care of any family member or Porter funeral directors. Wake strictly private, please. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Bridie Kelly, Tierna League, Carndonna. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral arrangements are to be confirmed later. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.